Speed. I love a good contradiction, but this isn't one. Patience is for the long term. Speed is for the short term. The pressure that builds between the two produces the diamond. Speed is one of my two or three obsessions in business. I will always gravitate towards the thing that allows me to live my life more efficiently and do my work faster. It's one of the reasons I'm so excited about voice-controlled assistants like Google Home and Amazon Echo. And we'll get to that later. Entrepreneurs, heck, humans, care about time and convenience. And it's just faster to spit the toothpaste out of your mouth in your bathroom and say, "Okay, Google, remind me to buy more toothpaste," than it is to grab your phone and type in toothpaste into your shopping list. By the way, going off script, put an Alexa or a Google Home in your bathroom, your main bathroom. You will be blown away how efficient that is when trying to figure out what your calendar is for today, remind you to do something later. We're all thinking about a lot in that early stage. I am predicting that the Alexa in the bathroom is going to be one of the big moves going forward. If you're just starting out, you're going to be slogging it alone for a long time before you can hire an assistant to help you manage your time. In the meantime, put whatever tools you can find to good use to keep you moving through the day and using your time wisely and efficiently. You need to constantly be in do mode. I see you out there overthinking your content and agonizing over your decisions, taking forever to make up your mind, your confidence is low, and you're worried that people will call you a loser if you make the wrong call. Get over that quick. I love losing because I love to learn from it. The reason I don't talk about my failures much is not because I'm hiding anything, but because once I've seen I've made a mistake, in my mind, it's over. I'll admit it, I was wrong in 2010. Location-based chat app Yobongo was not the next great startup. But what good does it do for me to dwell on what didn't work out? I'd rather look ahead to the next thing that I'm sure will. My track record speaks for itself. Being unafraid of making mistakes makes everything easier for me. Not worrying about what people think frees you to do things, and doing things allows you to win or learn from your loss, which means you win either way. Hear me now. You are better off being wrong 10 times and being right 3 than you are if you only try 3 times and are always getting it right. Let me explain. Those 7 wrong things are going to help you not only in making those 3 things better, but will also allow you to keep playing. The learnings, my friends, the learnings from your missteps are just so imperative. So I implore you to just do. Sure, people can clown on you and razz you, but once you get insular in your own mind, you can do so much more. And I'm telling you, I'm making mistakes daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly, and it's making me unstoppable.